I am very excited to welcome our guest to the show tonight. You will recognize his name from working right here at WGN as a reporter, a crime reporter. His name is Doug Cummings, and I know that you remember Doug as part of this radio station for many years. Well, he is also now a crime novelist, and his latest book is Easy Evil, and it's out right now. And you can go to his website at DougMCummingsAuthor.com. That's all one word, DougMCummingsAuthor.com. But we have a link on our Facebook page if you want to check that out, Facebook.com/NickDShow. And let's welcome back to WGN, Doug Cummings. Hey, Doug, how are you, man?
Hey, Nick, how are you?
Good, good. How you been?
I've been good. Been listening to you.
Oh, well, thanks, man. I appreciate it. So let's first of all, let's go back here and talk about how you got into WGN, because you were here for a while.
I was. I was at WMAQ for, 10, probably 12 years almost, until they changed and became the Score in 2000. And fortunately, I had seen that coming, and Tom Peterson and I had had a couple of conversations, and he said, well, why don't you come over and work weekends? And that's what happened.
And now, were you was your specialty covering crime? Was it exclusive doing that?
No, that's pretty much what. Sadly, that's pretty much what I've done through most of my career. I've done politics. I've done most of the things that you do when you work in radio. But I pretty much specialized in crime. I had started out many years ago as a deputy sheriff in Kansas, and I worked as a reporter and anchor in TV and worked in radio and moved from Kansas City to Chicago, thought I was out of the business. A guy named Jim Frank, who was at WMAQ, he was the news director,
yeah,
happened to be working one night when I called in a story just on a whim that I was covering for WTMX at the time. And I thought, well, I'll string it to WMAQ, and Jim was there. He just happened to be covering a shift at night, and we got to talking, and I ended up there for, like I said, 12 years, and,
yeah,
and made the jump when WMAQ went away, and ended up actually at a station that I'd always wanted to work at. I'd always wanted to work at WGN.
I think that's the case for anybody who's in the radio business.
I think so. It's the target for a lot of young reporters and,
yeah,
and a lot of young talent.
Yeah. And how long did you work here?
So I was trying to think about that the other day. Margaret Larkin and I were talking, mm-hmm, and about 4 years all told, because I went away and I came back and I did a couple of jobs, and then I went away and I came back again.
Okay.
So, yeah.
What is it about that attracted you, or did it just happen that you started covering crime? Was that something you were interested in, or it you just became the go-to guy because you were there?
Yeah, I think because I'd been a cop, it was still a fascination for me. I had always wanted to be in broadcasting, but it was interesting how I got back into broadcasting. I was a TV anchor and a substitute anchor and a photographer and a reporter. And I became a deputy sheriff. And one night I had a ride-along who worked for a local radio station in near Kansas City. And I had, he and I talked a little bit. And he was getting ready to leave the station to go to law school. In fact, he was from Chicago.
Mm.
And he was going to go to law school down there. And I said, well, you know, when you leave, are they going to have the job open? And he said, yeah. He said they hadn't filled it. So the next time I went over and applied for his job, as it turned out, he came and applied for a job with the sheriff's office. So we sort of switched jobs. And I got the radio job that he had, and eventually he ended up riding a squad car.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
That's pretty funny, man.